Now, more on tonight's main news. Reporting for PM live from Oklahoma, Johnny Diamond.
Thanks, Eddie. A major disaster has been declared. No surprise. A disaster is what struck this area. The winds that swept in here yesterday evening have devastated this place, leaving death, injury and quite staggering destruction in their wake. Through the night, rescue teams toiled to lever the living from the broken buildings that they had sheltered beneath and to bring out the bodies of those who could not escape. Betsy Randolph of the Oklahoma Highway Patrol explained.
We have desperately tried to find people trapped, alive, and get them triaged and get them out to medical personnel. And so we are still hopeful, we are still searching, and we hope before the end of today that we'll have even more positive news come from all of this bad.
You expect to find people still in their cellars, in their shelters, hiding from the storm and the wreckage?
As far as we're concerned, if one person is unaccounted for, we're going to stay and we're going to search until we find that one person.
In Washington, the president embraced this storm-tossed sliver of America. This is often an instinctively generous nation. President Obama said it would not allow the people of Oklahoma to travel alone.
The people of Moore should know that their country will remain on the ground, there for them, beside them as long as it takes. For there are homes and schools to rebuild, businesses and hospitals to reopen, their parents to console, first responders to comfort, and of course frightened children who will need our continued love and attention.
Whatever you might see in terms of still pictures or on the television, it just cannot compare to being here. The destruction is absolutely phenomenal. On my left is a medical center that looks as if it's just been bombed. It looks as if, you know, it looks like it's something in Beirut. A huge car bomb has torn through it. I've now gone from the roadside, which was covered in bits of debris and downed power lines, and I'm now in what looks like a vast urban shipwreck. It's huge piles of wood and child's bike and bricks, because this is what remains of people's houses. Although there is nothing that I'm actually clambering over that resembles a structure, it has been so completely destroyed. I'm actually sort of balancing now on what were once people's homes. There's a wire randomly running across the underneath it now. Hear the train in the distance there, and there are people just over the way who are looking at what was once their home, picking up an old pram and tipping it out. You can probably hear it's just tipping and balancing underneath me. I feel a bit bad actually going on people's homes like this, but there's nothing left. Nothing at all.
Everything's destroyed. I just walked in here looking for sentimental things. Our kids' stuff when they were babies.
Is there anything left of your house? Have you been able to get in?
No, no. Can't get in there, man. It's destroyed.
Does this ever get rebuilt?
Of course. We'll rebuild it. We're starting right now.
Really? Right now?
Right now. We're cleaning up. We got to start somewhere. We'll be fine. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
It's such a big job.
Yeah. We're tough. We're alive. Pray for the ones that aren't.
That was Zach Woodchuck. In amongst the mud-covered destruction and the loss of life, there has been good news too. The original death toll has been revised sharply downwards. 24 people are believed to have been killed. For one resident, Barbara Garcia, there was a moment of delight caught on tape that she and her audience on the CBS network will never forget.
I was holding my dog. I was sitting on the stool holding my dog, and I hollered for my little dog, and he didn't answer or didn't come, so I know he's in here somewhere.
What do you think of all this? This is your neighborhood. I can't imagine.
This is life in the big city.
The dog. The dog.
The dog.
Hi, puppy.
The dog.
Oh.